We begin the current daf in Seftes Kedushin, daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the bottom of daf Lamed Alf Lamed Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues qualifying the halachas from the previous daf, that is, Kibud and Yira of Ava'im, where it says two different psukim in the Torah. There's an obligation of honoring one's parents, and there's another halacha about fearing one's parents. On that, the Gemara continues qualifying those halachas. Tatar Rabbanu learn the Braisa. Ezehu Meir, Vezehu Kibud, what is the definition? How do you quantify and qualify this halacha about fearing one's parent and about honoring one's parents? So the Braisa explains, Meira, what does it mean fearing? So, Loi Amid Bim Kaimai, he shouldn't stand in his father's place, let's say the place where his father always stands when he's standing in council with his colleagues, and the father always had that place, don't stand in that place. His father's regular seat, he shouldn't sit in that. He shouldn't contradict what his father says. And he shouldn't weigh in on if his father and another sage are debating a halachic topic, the son shouldn't say, oh, what the other person is saying seems reasonable. A person shouldn't come in and weigh in regarding to what his father is saying. That's regarding fearing one's parent. Kibud, what does it mean to honor? Is machlo mashke, you give them to eat and to drink. Malbish or machasa, give them clothing, you cover them, you give them shoes. Machnes or maitzi, you help them come in, you help them come out. That's what are in the parameters of the halacha of kibud avim. Now, Yibayilu, the following question regarding this braisa, as we continue on top of Lamed Beis and Aleph, Michel Mi. This that we said that honoring means to say you have to give him to eat and to drink and to honor him, from whose resources is that? Whose monies? You have to go ahead and execute it and do the behavior, but whose money is being used to feed them and to give them to drink? So it's actually Machlekes. Rav Yehuda Amar Michel Ben, it's from the son's own finances. And Rav Nosson Bar Ishim, he says Michel Av, it's actually the father's money. You have to go ahead and give them to eat and to drink and to honor them and all these different things, but it's the father's resources that are being used for these halachas. Now, Oyele Rabban and Rav Yirmiyah, the rabbis at Paskin for Rav Yirmiyah, Vamrila, and some say it was Labred Rav Yirmiyah, so for the son of Rav Yirmiyah, Kimanda Amar Michel Av, like the opinion that says that it's from the father's resources, although you have to do these things, you can use your father's money to honor him. Now, Meisve, however, they asked from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Nemr, the Pasuk says, Kabir Savich Vesemecha. There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says you have to honor your father and your mother. But Nemr, there's also another Pasuk, Kabir Hashem Mahaincha, that you should honor Hashem from your wealth. So the Braisa compares the two types of honoring. Malahal Bechisar and Kis, just like when you have to honor Hashem, it's with a loss from your wallet, from your money, as it says, Mahaincha, from your wealth. Avkam Bechisar and Kis, also over here, when you're honoring one's parent, there has to be that even though there's a loss of money. So says the Gemara, V'yamet Mishalav, if you would entertain the way the rabbis had told Rav Yirmiyah, that it's from the father's resources, so my nafke lemine, so what are we taking away from him? What's the difference? What type of chasaron kiss is there that you're saying applies to halachas of kibud avim? There's no loss of money, because although you have to expend money on the father to give him to eat, to drink, it's not your own money, it's the father's money. So how do we understand the braisa that's comparing to kibud of Hashem, where there's chasaron kiss? So the Gemara answer is not a difficulty, lebitul malacha. You're right, regarding the actual food, you go to the grocery, you're giving them food to drink, it's on their bill. But you're not working at that time, because you're going ahead and doing these behaviors, so it's regarding the lack of work, which is going to be considered chesaron kis, a loss of money. So though it's mishal av, that's chesaron kis a son is required to do for the parent, just like you have to do for Hashem. So it's no raya. So Tasha Madigmar says, come here, let's bring a raya from the following braisa. Again, this is regarding if we can prove, regarding this machlekes amirom, if kibud av is mishal av, from the father's monies, or mishal ben, from the son's own monies. The braisa says, beiz achim, if there are two brothers, or shnei shutfin, or two partners, or ha avu benai, a father and a son, or ha rav v'talmidai, or a teacher and a student. So although these are very close relationships, says the braisa, paiden ze leze maiser sheni. They could go ahead and redeem the other one's second tithe. And halacha is where you have to give off Maaser Rishon that goes to Levi. Maaser Sheni, you have to go ahead and bring up to Yerushalayim. Now, if you don't want to go ahead and bring it all up to Yerushalayim, you deconsecrate that onto monies. Now, the halacha is that the owner himself has to add a chaymish, a fifth, when he's deconsecrating that to keep the produce and to put that onto other things. But someone else that does it doesn't have to pay that fifth. So the Bryce is saying is that if a man has his father has Maaser Sheni, the son can redeem the Maaser Sheni from his own monies, obviously to help out his father, without having to add on the fifth. And in other words, the Chiddush of the Brace is, we don't say, come on, son and father is like the same person, because he loves him and he has to feed him. The obligations of his son is to feed his father. And he's not like somebody else. And rather, it's like the father himself redeeming it, and therefore you would have to add the fifth. That's what the Brice is saying, that no, you don't have to add on the fifth, even though it's very close relationships like father, son, student, teacher, and the like. Moreover, another halach is, u'machilin zeh lazeh ma'aser ani, that all these very close relationships, let's say the son with the father, you could still, the son, if let's say he has ma'aser ani, which is on the third and the sixth year, instead of ma'aser sheni, the second type becomes the ma'aser ani, you have to give it out to the poor people, so he can actually use it to feed his father if his father is an ani. And so to all these relationships, even though they're very close, like it's almost like your own self, and even if, let's say, you didn't have ma'aser ani, you would feed them from your own, which actually regarding the father is an obligation, still you can give them ma'aser ani. Now, says the Gemara, v'yamet mishal ben, if you would entertain to say, the kibbut av ha'im has to be from the son's own resources, so that's problematic. It would come out that how could a son give ma'aser ani to his father? It would be there's already an obligation for him. It's an outstanding debt for him to feed his father. Now, the halacha is regarding ma'aser, it has to be something that you wouldn't have an obligation anyway to give that. You can't take a poor person and say, oh, I owe you $1,000. Here, take this ma'aser ani. No, ma'aser ani is the anis. It has to be something that's not owed to them. But here, the father, how can you give ma'aser ani if you're saying it's Michel Ben, it's the son's obligation with his own resources to feed his father? So that's a chayv. How can you use ma'aser ani to feed the father? Obviously, it's Michel Av, not Michel Ben. Obviously, because you don't have to spend your own money on the father. It's his money. So your ma'aser ani, you could give to the father. And that the Gemara says, lo yitzricha, no, it's no raya. It could be Michel Ben. But we're talking about lahadafa. In other words, when the son has to feed his father, he has to feed him to give him to eat and to drink how much a normal person would eat. Now, if the father desires more food than the usual, that's not something that he's obligated to do. So regarding that is what he can give him to eat from ma'aser ani. So though it's usually Michel Ben, it's not considered giving him ma'aser ani from Matzah Chayiv because he doesn't have to give him more than the norm. Father wants more than the norm, then you could give him from ma'aser ani. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, well, Hayne Diktani Allah, but then what we learned regarding this Braisa, Rabbi Huda said, Tavle me'ira lamisha maichles avim ma'aser ani. He says, although that when you learn this Braisa, it says that a son could give his father ma'aser ani and all those other relationships, but he says a person should come upon them a curse if he's feeding his father from his ma'aser money. Now, on that asked the Gemara, v'ila adafa, but the way you just qualified the halacha, according to the man, the Amar, that holds that it's Michel Ben, that it's talking about it's the surplus, it's meaning it's more than the norm, well, my nafka mean that. Then why is he getting a curse if he's feeding his father from ma'aser ani? What do you mean? He's doing the regular, he's feeding the father from his own money, as the obligation is, according to this opinion, Michel Ben, for the regular stuff. Father wants more than the regular. Okay, that I'll give him from ma'aser ani. Why would such a person get a curse? So the Gemara answers, meaning, or regarding the other opinion, obviously we understand why it'd be a curse. But according to the Man D'Amma that says Michel Ben, and it's only regarding the Hadafa, what's so bad about that? The Gemara says, Afalachino, even so, Zila Be Milsa. Still degrading. What are you doing? You're giving your father from your charity account? This is your father. You shouldn't have to be giving him from your charity. Give him from your own monies. So that's why Rabbi Huda said, a curse should come upon such a person. But you're right. Regarding the halachic requirement, you could say it's Michel Ben, but Ma'aser Ani is being given for Hadafa, and still Rabbi Huda held that was inappropriate to be giving the father from the tzedakah money. So Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. They said that Shalu es Rabbi Lazar, they had asked Rabbi Lazar, Ad heichin kibbut av ha'im, what's the extent of the requirement how much a person has to honor his father and his mother? So Amlem, he said to them, Kidei shital arnak, it goes so far that the parent should take the person's wallet, v'yizukenuli yambafanav, and the parent will throw it into the sea in front of the child, v'yina machlimai, and that the child will not embarrass and humiliate the parent for what they did. That's the extent of kibbut av ha'im. Now that says the Gemara, V'i amrit. Now if you would say that this halacha of kibbut av that's incumbent upon the child, as we said before, is chisar and kiz, is, as Rabbi Loz is qualifying it, even though there's a lack of money, as we said before, kabbut es Hashem ha'incha and kabbut es avicha v'esamecha, where we're comparing, it's even chisar and kiz. Now, Rabbi Elazar is giving an illustration of this. What's the chesaron kis? What's the loss of money? Where they take your wallet and throw it into the sea, and still you can't embarrass them. Now, if you would say that it's only mishal av, like the one who says that the honoring you have to do for your parent, which includes not embarrassing them when there is a loss of money. Whose money is it? It's only talking about the father's wallet. That's how you're going to qualify the case of Rabbi Eliezer, because kibbutz av is only mishal av. So then, my nafki l'minei. That what would be the big deal? What would bother the son that we would say, don't embarrass them, don't get upset, don't start screaming at them? What do you mean? It's the parent's own purse. Yes, I have to go ahead and go to the store maybe and get this stuff and buy it and feed them, but it's not my money anyway. So if the whole thing's only mishal av, meaning according to the opinion that mishal av, the son doesn't have to let his wallet be thrown into the sea because I don't have an obligation of my own money. It's the parent's money. So if the parent's wallet, so what's the big deal? What's the chiddush in that in saying that's ad hechin kibud avim? So the Gemara says, no, there would be, because baro liyarsha. It's talking about it's type of money that the son would be inheriting. So he says, what are you doing? Why are you throwing it into the sea? Yes, it's the parent's money. And that's mishal av, and saying ad hechin kibud avim is not to embarrass them when it's regarding their own monies that you have an honor, you have an obligation to honor them. What would be the chiddush that you wouldn't get upset is because it's money that you would be inheriting. Whatever they're wasting, you're not going to get after they pass away. That's what Rabbi Elazar is saying, that even that is included in not embarrassing them, and that's including kibud av aim. But you could say it's mishal av and not mishal ben. Now the Gemara says, "Tchihad Rabbi Bar Rav Huna." This idea was practiced by Rabbi Bar Rav Huna regarding he was being tested in this area of kibud av aim, which Rabbi Elazar just illustrated, is that even though there's a loss of money from, even if you could say mishal av, from the father's own stuff, where the son shouldn't be getting upset at his parent for what they're doing. As the Gemara says, that Rav Huna, kari shiroi ba'ampi rabbe bre. Rav Huna ripped up some silk garments in front of his son Rabba. So Amar, he said, why was he doing this? Ezel echzi, let me go ahead and see, irotach ilo irotach, my son's going to get upset or not get upset. In other words, he was testing him to see, has he really reached the level of adeichin kibud av aim, which is even though that the parent is destroying something of their own, let's say you say mishal av, as the Gemara had said before, that is the halacha mishal av, the father's own monies, but still the son's not allowed to get upset because even though he would be inheriting it, but when it's regarding the father's things, he has an obligation to honor his parent. So therefore, he wanted to test his son. So he tore it to see if his son's going to get upset. To see, is he really holding by this mitzvah? Now the Gemara wonders, b'dilma rasach. But what do you mean? Maybe Rabbi, his son, actually would get upset. And in the heat of the moment, he would tell his father something, v'ka'avar, and then Rav Huna, the father, would be violating alifnei iver lo yisita michshol. That one is not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a, quote, a blind person, which is also translated as you're not allowed to cause another person to sin. And here, he's putting his son in a position where in his moment of anger, he's going to tell his father something inappropriate and he's going to cause his son to sin, thus making his father being over on lifnei iver. So the Gemara answers, no, demacha liyakre. It's talking about where Rav Huna was forgiving on his honor. So even though his son would answer something inappropriate, he didn't care. He just wanted to test his son. He didn't care if he's going to get him to say some negative feedback because he was forgiving on his honor and the father could be meichel on this covet. And therefore, it wouldn't be a violation of telling something inappropriate to a parent. Now, moreover, actually, Tosfos says you have to say that he actually told this to his son beforehand. Because if not, as the Gemara says later on, Pei Aleph and Beis, if someone intends to eat something non-kosher and actually ends up eating something kosher, he still needs some type of an atonement. So even if Rav Huna was Meichel, but if his son didn't know that and his son says something inappropriate, he would still be violating. So it must be like some type of a behavioral experiment that they did where he told him beforehand, I'm Moichel. And still he went ahead and did it. And he knew it's still in the moment you have this emotional reasoning and you're in this emotional mind. And it was still a test to see, is he going to get upset when his father's doing that? But it wouldn't have been violating anything had he gotten upset. But the Gemara asked, but okay, so his father, Rav Huna, wasn't over on Lifnei Iver, but Vakava, but Rav Huna would still be violating Mishum Bal Tashchis. He was, well, as the Pasuk says, you know, I'll destroy something of utility. Here he's ripping a silk garment. That's something that's a violation in its own right. So the Gemara says, no, the avalei befum b'vyane. He actually was doing it by the seam, where it actually wasn't destroying the garment, really, like by the hem, and therefore it wasn't a b'al tashchis either. So the Gemara says, so what type of a test is that to test his son if he's going to get upset? Maybe that's why the son didn't get upset. It's not a good test because it's not really destroying something. If you throw something into the sea, yeah, and you're destroying it, so that's, you see, is he really holding by the whole mitzvah kibud av v'aim? But here, since he did it by the seam, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, because the avad le b'shas rischei. He did it at a moment when he saw that his son Rabbah was a little bit upset. And he saw he's upset, now's a good time to test him, because when the person is stuck in their anger and their emotional experience, although the emotion is something that a person's allowed to experience, but acting on it is inappropriate. And if in the moment of the anger he's going to say, what are you doing? Then he sees he's not holding my mitzvah kibud av v'aim. Because even though in his logical, he would be able to see, hey, it's on the seam, but when a person's in this emotional mind where he's not able to think clearly, he's dysregulated, that's a good time to test and to see, because they're not going to really notice that it's on the seam, because in the moment of anger, that's why he was able to test him even if it was on the seam, and that was the point of seeing if he's holding by that mitzvah or not. Now the Gemara brings the following discussion, which will relate back to this idea about how it's appropriate to talk to a father regarding the father's honor. So Masnin le Rav Yecheskel l'Rami Berei. Rav Yecheskel taught the following Mishnah to his son Rami, it's a Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin, that says, Hanisrafim b'niskalim, which sounds like that if there's people, there's four types of Mises Bezdin. One of them is Nisrafim, those that get burnt, where they put something boiling hot down their throat. And another one are Niskalim, where they get thrown off a high story, and then they get stoned. So it sounds like what this Mishnah was being taught by Yecheskel to son Rami was if there's one person that was on death row, where he was one of the people that was supposed to get Sreifa, and he got mixed up with the Niskalim, with the people that were supposed to get stoned. Now, the halacha is brought in Masechet Sanhedrin of Ayin Tesim Abayis, that whenever you have a Chiv Mises Bezdin, someone that's liable for the death penalty, they got mixed up with other death penalty, with other death row inmates, that, but you don't know which one was supposed to get the lighter death penalty and which one was supposed to get the more severe death penalty, the halacha is that they all get the more lower death penalty. Now, the reason being is because that one that has the lower death penalty, you can't go ahead and give him a more severe penalty that he was supposed to get. And since we don't know who's who, we have to give him all the lower death penalty. So, regarding a case when it's Hanisrafim bin Niskalim, so Reb Shimon Omer, he says, Yudonu b'skila. So they all get stoning, which is the lower of the death penalty, because Reb Shimon held, Shahasrefa Chamura, that the death penalty of being burned is more severe than skila, as the Gemara explains his interpretation in Sanhedrin of Nunim Alf, and therefore, you're going to go ahead and you're going to give skila to all of them. Now, that's the Mishnah that Reb Yecheskel was teaching to his son, Rami. Now, Amle Reb Yehuda Berei, so his son, Reb Yehuda, a different son, spoke up and said to Reb, he was the other son of Reb Yecheskel, and said to Reb Yecheskel, Abba, father, don't teach the Mishnah this way, that, as you quoted it, Hanisrafim b'niskalim, where it sounds like that one of the Nisrafim got mixed up with the Niskalim, meaning there's like separate groupings. They had them separate because they had to have different death penalties, which sounds like that one of the Nisrafim made his way into the Niskalim, that the majority of them were the ones who were supposed to get stoned. Because if so, says his son, why did Reb Shimon have to say that the reason why it's going to be skila is because sreifa is more severe? Why say that reason, that they're all getting skila because sreifa is the more severe? Typically, that you cannot say they should all get sreifa, because if that would be the case, then you'd be going based on the minority. Because the Ruben Niskalin ninu, the majority is anyways, the way you're reading it, Nisrafim ben Niskalin, sounds like that the one Nisraf came into the Niskalin, the majority is anyways the ones who get skila, and we go basaroiv anyway. Even if it wasn't this halacha of that you can't give a more severe death penalty for somebody. So Ella Hachi is not. Rather, his son said to his father, this is the way you should teach the Mishnah. The other way around, it was Haniskalim b'Nisrafim. It was that one of the Niskalim got mixed up in the Nisrafim, where that is a chiddush, where although the majority are the Nisrafim, still they're all going to get skila now because of the one guy who is supposed to get the lesser death penalty, the one of the Niskalim. Now, because of that, everyone has to get a low one, because even though we usually go after the majority, here that one person, we can't go ahead and give him a more severe death penalty. Now, Amalei, so Reb Yecheskel said to his son, Reb Yehuda, Ihachi Eme Seifa. If that's your proof, and that's why you don't like the way I taught the Mishnah, look at the Seifa. Sefer says, Vachacham Aymrim, they disagree with Reb Shimon. And they say, no, Yudayna b'Sreifa. They all get Sreifa. Shaskila Chamura, because they disagree, they hold that actually Skila is the more severe. So they all get the lesser death penalty, that of Sreifa. So on that says, Rabbi Cheskel, according to your interpretation, my ear, Yudiskila Chamura, why did the Chacham, when they disagree with Reb Shimon, say the reason why they're getting Sreifa is because the more severe is the penalty of Skila? Typically, the Rubin is Rafim Ninu. Why do they have to say that? Very simply, according to the Chacham, why they should say that they're going to get Sreifa is because the majority, according to the way you're switching it now, are the Nisrafim. So that's why they're going to get Sreifa. Why say that Skila Chamur? That sounds like the way I described the case, that actually the majority are the Niskalim. And although that's the majority, but you can't give a more severe death penalty. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to his father, no. This that the Chachamim say, Shaskila Chamura, is not giving the reasoning for their halachic interpretation. Rather, Hasim Rabbanahu the Kamalei Reb Shimon. That's just what the Rabbanu were responding to Reb Shimon. And that is, we're saying that they should get Sreifa. Now, why do they get Sreifa? You're right. Like he's telling his father, Rabbi Cheskel, it's because of the halacha of the majority. It's just that the Chacham were telling to Reb Shimon that the Ka'amr, this that you said, that they should get Skila to make it lenient because you hold Sreifa Chamur because Sreifa is the more severe. That's what they're telling him. Loi, no, you're actually not being lenient that way. You're actually being more severe because Skila Chamur, because Skila is the more severe. So says Rabbi Yehuda, he's able to resolve even the way he's amending it to, and that is where it has to be the way he amended it to. And the Chacham, you're right. The reason why they all get Sreifa is because that is the majority. That's the right. You don't have to say any other svaras. This that they say that Skila Chamur is not to say the reason for their halacha is just to respond to Rabbi Yehuda, to Reb Shimon, that you're saying why is it going to be Skila is because that's the more lenient. On that they say, no, you should just know you're actually making it more severe because Skila is more Chamur than Sreifa. That was that discussion. Now, the reason why that came into our Gemara is because Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, so after this discussion Rabbi Yehuda had with his father, so Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, as we find many times in Shas, he calls him Shinin, the sharp one, that you shouldn't tell your father like this. That's not how you talk to a father, to tell him out of the blue, you made a mistake. That you said, no, don't teach the mission like this. That's not appropriate. That's not appropriate for the Allah of Kibbut HaVeim, the time like we learned the Braisa. This applies even if a father was violating, transgressing a halacha in the Torah. A son should not tell his father, Abba, you violated this halacha. Rather, he tells his father, Abba, kach kasav b'Torah. Tati, this is how it's written in the Torah. Now the Gemara wonders, kach kasav b'Torah? A son should tell his father, this is how it's written in the Torah? He's still painting him, because essentially what he's telling him is, Tati, look, Shulchan Aruch, read this halacha. It's basically telling his father, you violated the words of Torah. That's also painting him. So, Ela Oimele, rather, what he tells his father is, Abba, mikro kasa b'Torah kach. There's a pasuk here that's written in the Torah like this. And he just tells him the pasuk as it's written. In other words, he doesn't tell him that Abba kach kasa, but this is how it's written, as if this is what you should do. He just reads in the pasuk, as if he's just learning with him something. Now, the father himself understands that he made a mistake when he suddenly comes to his attention this halacha, but it has to be indirect. You can't tell him anything directive that would be showing him that he made a mistake, because that would be mitzar of the father, that would be a violation of the kibbut hava'im. Rather, you have to just say it, and then let the father understand on his own. And therefore, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not appropriate the way you said it, that don't say this. Just show him the other version and let him understand on his own what he had made a mistake. Continuing on these halachas of the parameters of kibbut hava'im, the Gemara tells us, Elazar ben Maaseya Omer, he said, Abba Omer heshkeni mayim. If my father says, give me a drink of water. Mitzvah lasalis. Now, moreover, I also have in front of me a mitzvah to do at that moment. For example, let's say to bury a dead person or to go to a levaya. So it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseya, Banich ani kovet abba, I will leave the honor of my father. I will not pour him a drink. Va'isas a mitzvah, rather I'll go ahead to do the mitzvah. Shaniva abba chayom b'mitzvah, because me and my father are both obligated in the mitzvah. Similar to the logic we had in the previous stuff regarding when the mother says something, the father says something, where both the son and the mother are obligated in the honor of the father. Here also, where the father and the son are obligated in the mitzvah, therefore you don't do what the father tells you, you go ahead and you do the mitzvah. Now, Issa ben Yehuda Omer, he qualifies, and he says, depends. Im efshel l'mitzah li'asis al yedei acherim, if it's possible for this mitzah to be done through other people, where other people could bury this person, then ti'asa al yedei acherim, then other people should do the mitzah, v'yelchu b'chavad aviv, and then he should go ahead and busy himself with his father's honor to pour himself, his father, that drink of water. Now, Amr Masna, halacha k'Issa ben Yehuda, so halacha is like Issa ben Yehuda, where if there's someone that could do that other mitzah, then the person should fulfill the mitzah of kibud av v'im. Amr of Yitzchak bar Shila, Amr of Masna, Amr of Chizda, says, Ha'av shemachal al kavaydai, kavaydai machal, similar to the instant we brought previously with Rav Huna and his son Rabba, where he was moichal on his kavod. So he says, a father that's forgiving on his honor, where it's okay if you speak to me like this, I'm okay with this. So his honor is forgiven, and that is although the halacha requires that you speak respectfully, you do certain things of kavod, the father could be forgiving on it, and then one doesn't have to. But harav shamach al kavod, the inkavod machal. But if the teacher, if the rebbe, if the rav, if they're forgiving on their honor, his honor is not forgiven. You can't go ahead and do something against his honor. But Rav Yisav Amar, he disagrees. He says, afilo harav shamach al kavod, the kavod machal. He says, even if a rav is forgiving, the honor is forgiven. Shneim like it says a pasuk in Shemais. It says, Hashem hoylich lefneim yomim. Hashem went in front of the Jewish people during the daytime. Now that's definitely not respectable for Hashem to lead the way for the Jewish people as if he's some type of a guide for them. And still, Hashem was meichel on this covet. So definitely, a rav could be meichel on this covet. Now, Amar Rava. Rava actually responds to Rav Yisrael and says, Hachi hashta, can you compare the two? Not necessarily this case. Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Alma dilehu, it's his world. Vitar Dilehi, and it's his Torah. So Machal Eliyakri, he could be forgiving on his own honor because it's his own thing and he could be Michael on it. However, as we continue in Talmud Beis, Hacha, Tar Dilehi, here the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, you think it's his own Torah? The honor that's being given to him is not because of him, you're not a great person, it's the Torah that's being honored and he can't be forgiving on the honor of the Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So therefore Rav disagreed and said that the Rav Shal Machal Al Kavayde in Kavayde Machal. Now, however, Hadam Rava ended up retracting, and he says, "In no, actually, it is like Rabbi Yosef that just like Hashem can be meichel on the Torah, so too could a Talmud Chacham, because Torah Delehi it actually is the Talmudic scholar's own Torah. Like it says there in the pasuk in Tehillim, it first starts off Ki im b'sayis Hashem chafze. This is the first parak in Tehillim. It says that a person's desire should only be in Hashem's Torah." But then it says, "Uvesay rasa yegeye malayla," and in his Torah, the person, this tzaddik should toil and think in the Torah day and night. So you see that although originally it starts off Torah Hashem, but once he learns it and he integrates it and he internalizes it, it actually becomes Torah Sai, it becomes his own Torah, and therefore he could be Meichel on his own Torah. Now the Gemara, however, asks, Ini, is that the case that Rava ended up agreeing with Rav Yosef that a Rav Shamach al Kavayde Kavayde Machel? But Rava Mashki Behilula Debre, but Rav himself was pouring drinks at his son's chasna, his son's wedding. Vidatle Kastler of Papa Olaravun Bridi Vishua, and he was pouring a cup for a papa and for Avun Bridi Vishua, for coming Mikame, and Rav is pouring us, they stood up in front of him. Now Lurav Mari, Ularav Pinchas, Bered Rav Chizda, but he poured for Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Chizda, Vilay Kamim Mikame, and they didn't get up in front of him. Ikpid Va Amar, so Rava took affront to that, and he said to them, wait a second, Hanu Rabbanan, these rabbis, meaning reference to you, are Rabbanan. You consider yourself as sages and wise people in your eyes, that you don't get up for me. And Vahanu Rabbanan, but those rabbis, meaning your friends that stood up in front of me, Lav Rabbanan, they're not rabbis? And in other words, in like a wonder, oh, you're great rabbis, so you don't stand up for me, but the other ones, they're not rabbis, and that's why they got up for me? Now, Vesu moreover, which adds to this question, Rav Papa have a mashki behilula de Abba Marbere. So too, Rav Papa was pouring drinks at the chasna of his son Abba, of Abba Mar. The dolile kasal of Yitzchak bride Rav Yehuda, and he poured a cup for Yitzchak the son of Rav Yehuda. The lakami kame, and he didn't get up for him. The ikpid, and he was taken. He took affront to that. Now, so we see that even though the Rav is being meichel, we see that it's not considered mechila. So though he's pouring, you still have to get up for him. But Rav himself said, Rav shemach al kavayde kavayde machel. So the Gemara says, you're right. He holds that the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, could be forgiving on his honor. So if he's pouring drinks, he obviously wants to, and he's meichel on his honor. Still, they have to show him some type of a respect, where to move a little bit, to show as if they would like to get up. Now, although he's pouring drinks, and it's okay, I want to be meichel on my kavod, still they have to show some type of a respect, And since they didn't do that, that's what they were makbid about. That's what they were particular about, that that little bit of hider of respect wasn't shown to them. Again, because of the halacha itself requires that. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, continuing on this halacha, afil lemanda amah, harav shemach ha-kvaydi kvaydi mach, it says, even according to the opinion that holds, as we said from Rava, that the teacher, the Talmud Chacham, that forgiving on his honor is forgiven, but nasi shemach ha-kvaydi in kvaydi mach, but a prince, which is a reference to a Jewish leader, he, if he's forgiving on his honor, it's not forgiven. Now, on that, the Gemara's Meisvei, we learned in the Brais that says, Meisvei, Rebbe Yezer, Rebbe Shur, Rebbe Tzadik, these three Talmud Chacham, they were sitting around the table at the chasna of the son of Rebbe Gamliel, who was the Nasi. And Rebbe Gamliel was standing and serving them drinks. Where we see that the Nasi was being meichel on his kavod, because it's not appropriate for the Nasi to be pouring, yet we see he was meichel al kavod. Now moreover, Nasna kais Rebbe Eliezer v'lo not tali. So he poured a cup for Rebbe Eliezer, who didn't take it. Nasli Rebbe Yeshua v'kiloi, and he gave a cup to Rebbe Yeshua, and Rebbe Yeshua took it. So Amalei Rebbe Eliezer said to Rebbe Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua, what is this Yeshua? Anu Yeshvin, we're going to be sitting, Rebbe Gamliel Beribi, and the great Rebbe Gamliel, who the term Beribi always references a great person, as it mentions many times in Chas, as an appendage to someone's name, Oimid Amashkalainu, and he's standing and serving his drinks, and you're taking it? It's not appropriate, he's the Nasi. So Amalei, Rebbe Yeshua said to Rebbe Eliezer, what do you mean? Mitzinu Gadol Memenu Shishimish, we find someone greater than Rebbe Gamliel, meaning greater than just the Nasi, who served others lower than him. Avram Gadol Hadar Hay. Avram was the greatest in his generation. V'kasabay, and it says regarding him, a pasuk in Bereishis, v'hu eimer aleim, that he was standing and serving over the three guests that came to his house on that hot summer day. Now, b'shemer taimer kamlach esharis nidbuloy, and maybe you would say that, no, really, it's not, it doesn't pass. It's not appropriate, and a nasi shemachal, his kvod is not machal. But it's just because these were angels. So angels, even the Gadol Hador, it's fit for him to serve the angels. On that, he said that loy nidmu loy el arvim. It's not true. He didn't know that they were malach hasharis. They appeared to him like Arabs, where, as he said to them, barachatzu raglechem. Why did he tell them to wash their feet? Because the arvim, they bow down to the dust of their feet, as the Gemara says above Metzia. And where they bow down to the dust of their feet. And therefore, we see that he thought they were just some wayfarers. And still he was serving them. So if Avram Avinu Gadol Hador was serving just some wayfarers, the Anu Lo Yehei Mlil Berebi Oimed Amashkelein, so we can't have a Mlil who's just a Nasi stand over us and serve us? Now, Amalem Reb Tzadik, now Reb Tzadik piped, and he said even more than that. He says, Admasa Atem Menichem Kvayde Shalmakim, until when are you going to just forsake the honor of Hashem? In other words, and you're busy with the honor of people, of Homo sapiens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishav Ruches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings the winds to the world. Umal Nasim, and he makes the clouds go up. Umarid Matar, and he has the rain come down. Umatzmeach Adama, and he has the earth sprout. V'arich Shulchan Lefnei Kol Lecha V'echad, and he sets the table in front of every single person. This is Hashem, the creator of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he does all these things for us, he's serving us. And we shouldn't have Gamliel the Great just serving us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, so for sure Gamliel could do that. But one thing we see is that, not like Rav Ashi, where we see that the Nasi Shemachal have Kavaydi Kabi Machal. Rather, says the Gemara that if we would say this halacha Rav Ashi, it's as follows. That Am Rav Ashi said, even according to the pin that holds, that a Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, that forgives his honor, it is forgiven. But melech shemachal al kavayde in kavayde machal. But the king of the Jewish people, if he's forgiving on his honor cannot be forgiven. Shemalek says a pasuk in Devarim, saim tasim melech melech, you shall surely place upon you a king, with a redundancy of tasim is, shetehei masei lecha. You should always place, that is, the awe of the king should always be upon you, and if he would be able to be meichel on this kavod, we wouldn't have that great awe. And that's why he says that a king, however, even if you hold a father and a rebbe and a nasi, could be meichel on their kavod, but the king cannot be meichel on his kavod. Tanya Rabban Lutna Braisa. It says a pasuk in Vayikrat. Again, this is talking about the honor that's required for Tamid Chacham and elderly people. As we said before, there's a hidu that's required for Tamid Chachamim. So the pasuk in Vayikrat says, "Mipnei Seva Takim," in front of an elderly person, yet you should stand up. Now, on that, the Braisa says, Yochel Philip Mimne Zakin Ashmoi. When it says in front of an elder, you would think of even in front of an elderly person, that's a wicked person, where it comes from the word of Asham, where he's negligent, and he's Ama Aretz, an ignoramus. Even any old person you would think you would have to stand up for. Tamaloyma Zakin. So that's what the Tanakhama, the Braisa, teaches. That's what the next word of the Pasuk, where this Pasuk says, in Vayikur Yates Lamed Beis, it says, Mimne Sever Takim, in front of an elderly person, you should stand up. Vadarta Pnei Zakin, you should show some grace to the face of an elder. And V'yirisa Melekecha Ani Hashem, and you should fear your God, I am Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says. So it says the Tanakhama, since it says Mipnei Seva Tokim, and then the next word is that it says Vadarta Pnei Zakin, so it compares it to a Zakin, where V'ein Zakin Ela Chacham. An elderly person is only referenced to a sage. Shem, like it says, a Pasuk in B'midbar. It says, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. Shem says to Moshe, gather for me 70 men from the elders of the Jewish people. So we learn over here where it says Zakin, and it says over there Zikne. Just like over there, they were great and wise people, not just old, as the Pasuk says in Mamidbar, Yod Aleph Ashei Data Kim Zikne Am B'Shoitrav, that they're the elders of the nation and they're their leaders. So, says the Tanakhama, it's not just any old person, it's an old person that's also a sage. Rabbi Yisai Glili Aymer, he says, Ein Zakin Ela Misha Kana Chachma. When it says the term Zakin in the Pasuk, it's only someone that has acquired wisdom, which that's the Netrikin, it breaks down, Zakin is Zeh Shekana, where the Stipler says, where do you see the word Chachma? It's because, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Dog Loi Kani Ma Kani, the only thing that a person truly acquires is wisdom. So if it's saying Zeh Shekana is the word Zakin, the one who has acquired, it must be referring to wisdom. Where the Gemara later on asks, what is Rabbi Yisai Glili saying any different than the Tanakhama? Because the Tanakhama also said that the Zakin of the Pasuk, to stand up for the Seva, is only a Zakin, which is a Chacham. So what's Rabbi Yisai Glili saying any different? So he says, how do you know Zakin is Misha Kana Chachma? Hashanim, like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Hashem Kanani, Reishis Dark, Hashem has acquired me the first of his path. That's the Torah talking. So you see the Torah is considered the Kinyan. So that's why Zeshekana, Zalkain, is Zeshekana Chachma. It's a reference to a Tama Chacham. Now, so that's one halacha we learn now, which again, we'll see what's the machalik, so basically in Tanakhama, regarding Mipnei Seva Tokum. It's, according to these opinions, it's not just any old person, it's only a Seva that's also a Zalkain, that's a Chacham. Now, that's so you learn that out from Seva, from the word of Zalkain. Now, Yachal Yamat Mipanav Mimakam Rachik. So when it says Mipnei Seva Tokum, you would think that you would stand up for him even if he's at a great distance, because you see a saber, you should stand up. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Tokum Vahadarta. Again, it says Mimnei Seva Tokum, and then it says Vahadarta, which although generally it's translated as another concept, we'll see later on if those are two different halachas or one halacha, when it says Mimnei Seva Tokum Vahadarta Pnei Zakin, but it has the word Tokum next to the word Vahadarta, stand up and show honor. So that's what the Braisa says. The Pasuk's telling you, Lo Marti Kima, I didn't say you have to stand up for the elderly person, Elev Makam Shesh Hider, only in a place where by standing up, it'll show some dignity, some honor to that person, which is only within that person's Dalet Amos, where then it's obvious you're standing up for that person, but not if the person's at a great distance. Now continues the Braisa, Yochel Yahadrenim B'mamon. You would think that you would have to show Hider, it says, V'hadarta Pnei Zakin, you should be Mahadir. You should show beauty for this elderly person, that would include even being mahadir him with money, to honor him with money, as we find other places regarding monetary law, like Seder Pnei Gadol, where it says, Dalai Seder Bariboy, which regarding money, so when it says, Vadarta Pnei Zakin, it would mean with money. Tamalama Tokum Vadarta, so again, we learned that out from the comparison of the words, they say Vatokum and Vahadarta, which teaches you, Makima Shein Mechasar Kis, just like standing up, there's no lack of money, just stand up. When the Pasuk says Vadarta Bnei Zakin, it's not for a loss of money. That's not the type of honor we're requiring you for the elderly person. Now another halacha we learn now. Yachal Yama Mipanav Mibes HaKisei Umibes HaMechatz. You would think that you always have to stand up for an elderly person. Even if it's in the lavatory or it's in the bathhouse, you have to stand up because an elderly person came. Tamalema, again, talking Vadarta. That's what we learn now from the comparison of getting up and showing Hidur. I only said that you have to get up in a place where there's going to be hider. In other words, it's not showing respect when people are in the bathhouse or in the bathroom and you're getting up for that person. That's not a hider. And therefore, there the halacha would not apply for the halacha of getting up. Now continues the Braisa, Yochel Yatzim Einav Kimishulei Ra'ohu. You would think that a person could close his eyes as if he didn't see that elderly Talmid Chacham walking by and thus not get up for that person, which the Gemara in the next daf is going to ask, what do you mean? We're dealing with wicked people? What does that mean? You're closing your eyes as if you don't see if he's there and you're not. So obviously you're violating halacha. What is the case of the Braisa? But anyway, that's what the Braisa is saying. You would think that you could close your eyes as if you don't see him. Tamalema tokum v'yureisa. So that's why it says there's these three phrases in this one pasuk where v'neiseva tokum and v'adata p'nizakin, and it ends up v'yureisa melekecha ne Hashem. So there's the comparison of tokum, of getting up, and of fearing Hashem, which is davar hamastur lalev, something that's given over to the heart of the one who's committing this act. In other words, he's the only one that knows, really, to himself, if he saw this Talmid Chacham walking by or not. Now, since he can get away from what others are thinking about him, that they're not going to necessarily assume he's a Rasha, because they'll probably judge him favorably and they'll say, oh, he probably didn't see that sage, that's why he didn't get up. That's why Nehemiah, that's where the Pasuk ends off, v'yireisim lekecha, that you should fear your God, where he, all your thoughts are revealed to him. He knows that really you were just hiding and your intention was to not fulfill his mitzvahs of getting up for the Talmid Chacham because you really saw him pass by. That's why it says, Tokum Mirisim Lekecha, that you can't just close your eyes and make believe you didn't see that early Talmid Chacham and therefore get up and commit that mitzvah. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, he says, another halacha we learn now from the smichas in this pasuk, Minayin lezakin shlo yatriach. How do we know that the elderly person himself, if he could go some other route, that he shouldn't make the people have to exert themselves and have to stand up for him, that he shouldn't go in a way that, oh, the Talmid Chacham say everyone's got to get up. Tamalama, that's what the pasuk teaches, zaken v'yireisa. It says, v'adata p'nei zaken, and then it says, v'yireisa melekecha. That's why it has the word v'yireisa near the word of zaken, to say that even the zaken has to have yiras Hashem, which means to say that if you could walk a different way and not make everyone get up, then that's the preferable way. Now the last opinion mentioned in this braisa is Isa ben Yehuda Imer. He says when the pasuk says "Neiseva Takum," and in front of an elderly person you should stand up, "Afilah kol seva b'mashma," it means even any old person, where he disagrees with the first two opinions, and he says even a azakan ashmoi, even a ignorant, a negligible type of old person, you still have to get up for him and show him that honor. Now the Gemara explains the braisa first by asking, which we had alluded to earlier, Rabbi Yisai Glili hanet Tanakama. Similarly, the interpretation of Rabbi Yisai Glili is the same as Tanakama, where both of them say, albeit from different sources, that the halacha of standing up for the elderly person is only one that's also a zaken, where they both agree that a zaken is someone that is a Talmid Chacham. So what do they disagree about? So Ikka ben Ayah, the difference between them is a yonik v'chacham. If he's a young person, but he's a sage, where the Tanakama is saying that a zaken has to be two things, a zaken and a chacham. As he brought the source from the pasuk of Esveli Shivim Ish Mizikni Yisrael, there the people were A, the elders, and they were chachamim, as it says over there, Ashayidate Kiyam, that you are, that you know they are, where they were well known, because they were Tamid Chacham, and they were zaken, and they were elders. So therefore, Tanakama sabi yonik v'chacham loy. So Tanakama holds that if he's young and a sage, that will not be an obligation to honor him. Whereas Rabbi Yisai Glili, that he deviated from the literal translation of the pasuk, that it doesn't mean when it says zaken, literally an old person, because rather he darshans the word as a composition of a few words, which the word zaken doesn't mean zaken, it means zeshekana. So savra fili yonik v'chacham, he holds that even if this sage is young, still that's what the word zaken means. It doesn't mean old person, it means someone that's kana chachma. And therefore, he would hold even a young person, there would be an obligation of showing him honor. So, although they both hold that Nesei B'Takim is not just any old person, it's got to be a Chacham, but the Machlekes is regarding, does he have to be old or just a Talmid Chacham? So the Gemara is, my time to Rabbi Yisai Glili. What's the reason of Rabbi Yisai Glili that he doesn't learn like the Tanakama, that you need both Zakin and Chachma, rather only Chachma? So Amalach, he would tell you, Yisal Kedai Techidda Amma Tanakama, if you would entertain like the Tanakama says, that he learns that the Pasuk is saying really one long Halacha. Mimneiseva Takim, Vadata Pnei Zakin, according to Tanakama, is that you need him to be a Seva, an elderly person. And Vadata Pnei Zakin, he also has to be a Talmid Chacham, which we learned from Ziknei in that other Pasuk, that besides being old, they were Talmid Chachamim. So, says Rabbi Yisai Glili, if you would entertain like Tanakama, that's really one long halacha, So imkein nichte brachmanis, so the Torah should have written mipnei seva zaken takan vardarta. It should have said it in one long sentence. In front of an elderly, which means in age, and zaken, which is the halacha from Gzeir Shoba that we learn that means a tamal chacham, you should stand up and show some hider. Maishna de pelginer rachmana, why did Torah split them up? Where, obviously, says it basically, lememra de high love high, to say that this one's not that one, but high love high, and that's not that one. In other words, you're learning out two different halachas from the pasuk. The pasuk is telling you, first of all, mipnei seva takam and vahadarta. Whereas Rashi explains that both of them, Takam Vadarta, are the ends of the beginning and the ends of those two, Seva and Zaken, they actually can be read on either one. So it's Mnei Seva, Takam Vadarta. In front of an elderly person, you have to get up and show some honor. And Takam Vadarta, Mnei Zaken, and you have to get up and show some honor for the face of a Zaken, which again, the controversy clearly is a different halacha. It's just someone that's Zeshakan the Chachma, even though he's young. Now, as Rashi points out, from the fact that we see that the Torah is particular about Chachma, that's the Zaken. So obviously, the seva, even that first halacha, is not just any old person. It wouldn't be referring to a zaken hashmoy, because you can't say Rabbi Yisi would hold and disagree with the Tanakama also regarding the first halacha, that it's not just any old person, and that he would hold that it could be even a zaken hashmoy, because then, although now we know what's the difference between Rabbi Yisi and Tanakama, but then it would be exactly the same thing as Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Yehuda holds that you get up for a zaken hashmoy, and therefore then what's Zakin must be Zeshakana Chachma, where even though he's just any young Talmudic scholar, because just being old itself requires showing honor. So that's Shema Minah Fili Yonik V'Chacham. So therefore he says, why is the Torah splitting them up? Because obviously they're two different halachas. One is regarding old and the Talmud Chacham, and the other one's talking about even if you're not old, even if you're just a Zakin, meaning Zeshakana Chachma, even just a Talmudic sage. Whereas with Tanakama, he would tell you, why did the Torah split them up? That's for a different reason. You're right. The Torah could have written it as one because there really is one halacha. You have to be old and a Talmud Chacham. But Mishum Debay Lemismach Zaken V'Yareis. It's because, as we said before, that the elderly person, the sage, should not have people go through the effort if he can go a different way, which is learned out from having the word Zaken near V'Yareis, that the Zaken himself should have Yiras Hashem. So that's the reason why it split it up. But again, he holds that it's actually one long halacha. Now the Gemara says, "Tanakama Maitama." What's the reason that he holds that it has to be both Zaken and the Chacham, not like a Rabbi Yosef Glili? So he says, "Isa Gedaita could become a Rabbi Yosef Glili." He says, "Because if you would entertain like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's actually two different halachas. So imkei nechter rachman, then the Torah should have written by both of them this concept of kima and hider, as Rabbi Yosef Glili is learning, as we continue in Tabul Lama Gimel Ben Aleph. It should have said, "Mipnei Seva Tokum V'Hadarta, and Tokum V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken." Umedalek Kazav Hachir. And the fact that the Torah doesn't say this. Obviously, it's telling you that it's one halacha. There's halacha of doing kima and hider. For who? Why does it say kima only by seva and hider only by the zaken? Says the Tanakama, because obviously they're really one long halacha. It only split it up to have the word zaken be a resa, but the halacha of kima and hider are by someone that's a seva and a zaken, which means to say old and a talmud chacham. So that's a three remachlekes. Tanakama says you need both. Basically, he says, no, seva means yes, a talmud chacham that's older, meaning not a zaken hashmoy, but Zaken tells you Zeshakana Chachma, which is a different halacha, even if he's young. Whereas then we have the last opinion, that of Isa ben Yehuda, who held that actually Mnei Seva Takam is any old person you have to stand up for, even a Zaken Hashmai. And then Vadata ben Zaken is telling you that it's even a young person, that's a Talmud Chacham, you have to go ahead and be Mahadir Pnei of Zeshakana Chachma.